there a problem that has you really stumped? One where you just don't see a good way to move forward, or maybe it's a goal or an objective that you just don't see how to get there from here. I bet people have told you the answer is to think outside the box. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, and I would like you to spend just a few minutes with me exploring the idea of thinking inside the box and outside the box. And perhaps by the end of it, you'll have wiggled loose just a little more room to move on that sticky problem or towards that goal that seems just out of reach. Recently, we invited one of our master practitioners to bring her one-year-old to class with her. We did that because in my box, the box I own, the box I run, mothers are welcome, and that means their babies are welcome. Not welcome to disrupt, but welcome to inspire, to be present, to be part of things, and to help us all remember what it's like to be full of curiosity and exploration. Now, in my room, I had a box, a cardboard box, an empty box. And the story today is the story of that box. But first of all, I want you to imagine being that one-year-old child in a room meant for grown-ups, where all the furniture is too big, where everything is new, and where people are continually sort of jumping out at you, warning you, or limiting you. I want you to notice what that box feels like. And if you've seen pictures of my office, you'll know we're on two levels, and we have a kitchen area up top and a sort of living room office space down a few stairs. And you can imagine that now because you've been in some sort of building that has a kitchen and a living area. And you can imagine being a very small person and being given a small area that is filled with stuff that your mom brought because it's safe for you to play with, or that other people brought over because it's safe for you to play with. You can imagine that a big whiteboard is put at eye level just for you, so that even though you're not really sure yet what to do with crayons and drawing, you know it's for you. And yet you also know that everywhere you look, you see table legs and chair legs, and that you don't move very far before you are out of that safe space. You are out of the space that people have been trying to define for you with your stuff. And outside that space is a bigger space. You're not sure where the edges are or what they're for or who the people are. You're just surrounded by this really big space. And into that space, faces appear, voices appear. They come and they go. They move. You move. You explore, but not with that sense that adults have of finding things, of nailing things down, of making a map, but just with that wide open sense that there might be something here I need to look at. There might be something here that is calling to me. There might be something here because I have to be somewhere. Does this sound like your experience? Maybe you are finding that you are having trouble focusing on the sights and sounds experienced by a very small child because you are imagining a place where you have had a little corner defined for you, and all around you there are voices and movement and things happening that seem a little bit strange, a little bit outside your knowledge base. And yet those things might at any moment appear in front of you and expect something of you and determine the way you can move and behave in this space that you're not really sure where the edges are. Now imagine that with your one-year-old eyes you are playing on what seems to be a kitchen floor. Your mom and your dad are talking in the background, so you feel safe because although you're not paying attention to what they are saying, you are very much aware of their voices and the way their voices create a safe space around you. And then you see, wonder of wonders, a big, empty cardboard box. And that box is instantly magnetic, attractive. It's the best thing you have seen all day, and you pull it down off the shelf it's on, and you put it on the floor, and you begin to navigate the flaps so that the box is wonder of wonders, an empty box. And you know exactly what to do with an empty box. You climb inside it. And now you are in a space that you have defined, a space that is your own, a space that can expand or move to take you anywhere, to be anything. And maybe you have crawled back into a space that reminds you of those warm and nurturing limits of the womb. And maybe you are almost old enough to imagine that this space is like all of the vehicles that you have already traveled in. It is limiting in the way that your car seat is limited, in the way that your chariot is limited as your mother pushes you while she runs. It is limited in the way a cockpit will be limited. Because through those limits, you are able to go places you imagine, places that are not here, are not now, are not tangible to your senses. And the limits of this box make your play space limitless. Most of us have had the experience of watching a small child play with a box. I volunteer in a kindergarten and they do the most amazing thing with large empty boxes. They turn them into vehicles, into buildings, but even the buildings they build with empty cardboard boxes are buildings that can move and morph. With a box to think inside of, their imaginations grow. Now I want you to go back to that sticky problem that you were facing. That place where you didn't think there was enough room to move. And I want you to begin by feeling the edges of that box around you. I want you to notice where you feel a little bit cramped, a little bit confined, a little bit like a child in a car seat or a bike seat. And now I want you to be aware that all around you is space, and that those limits that confine you are the limits that make it possible for you to move through space and time, to travel, to explore. And I want you to wonder, if you really embraced this empty box, if you really threw out of this box anything that is getting in your way, cramping your style, making it hard to move, and just sat within this box, where would your mind take you? What would become possible? How would you decide to move when it was time to move? I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.